back again tomorrow at 5 p.m. with another background briefing. Bye for now.
Hi, we are
Sam,
Katie,
and Michaela from Castleton, and you are listening to
WGXC Acra
on 90.7 FM. Keep on smiling.
Hi, I'm Pete Kirchhoff, inviting you to join me every Thursday at 9 a.m. for New Morning, the WGXC Morning Show. We'll have news headlines, weather updates, the 9:30 coffee break, first take, and a mix of rock and roll, folk, country, blues, and soul. That's all on New Morning, Thursdays from 9 to 11 a.m., only here on WGXC Acra.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Scribner's Catskill Lodge, a 38-room boutique hotel located in Hunter, offering a seasonal outdoor pool, weekend wellness programming, and nightly s'mores around the fire pits. Located at 13 Scribner Hollow Road, across the street from Hunter Mountain, 8 miles from the Forest Trails in Catskill Park, and 22 miles from the town of Woodstock. Scribner's is also home to the Prospect Restaurant and Bar, serving modern fare. Information at 518-628-5130 or at www.scribnerslodge.com.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news.
You've tuned in to All Together Now, WGXC's regional look at the news from Hudson Valley and the Capital Region, from the Catskills to the Berkshires and beyond. I'm Tom Rowe, and today you'll hear all sorts of local news updates, weather, interviews, and more, plus community events and the song of the day on All Together Now.
This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the news. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves.
Controlled.
On air, in air, channel.
Connection.
And the moon
turns to blood.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
We take you now to
this radio broadcast.
You are tuned in to All Together Now, a collaborative one-hour news show for community radio stations in the Capital Region and New York's Hudson Valley. All Together Now features contributions from the public, along with programmers at WOOC in Troy and WGXC in Acre, featuring local and regional news, weather updates, and newsmaker interviews. Next, the national headlines from Public News Service.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast for Wednesday, August 22, 2018. I'm Mike Clifford. Manafort and Cohen guilty as charged. Also on the Wednesday rundown, federal figures predict little boost to coal jobs. Meantime, the EPA admits new coal rules endanger health, and it turns out consumers want better gas mileage despite Trump fuel standard rollbacks. Now, our top story, the Washington Post headline says it could be Trump's worst day ever. In response to the admission of guilt to 8 charges by Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, and the 8 guilty verdicts against his former campaign manager, Paul Manafort,
The National Progressive Advocacy Group MoveOn.org issued a blistering thread on Twitter in which it said the developments prove the special counsel's office led by Robert Mueller is on the right track, and also vowed that its millions of members are standing ready to defend the probe against any interference by the president. President Trump's visit to Charleston yesterday highlighted a plan to loosen carbon pollution rules, but according to the federal government's own figures, that isn't likely to spark much growth in coal jobs.
Trump's plan would let states, instead of the EPA, set carbon emission limits for power plants. That would likely all but end the Clean Power Plan here. But Ted Bettner with the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy says federal predictions see little or no job impact from that. And he says, so far, the administration hasn't had much impact on coal production at all.
Coal jobs have slightly increased, but they are nowhere near where they were several years ago. And it does not look going forward that no matter with or without the Clean Power Plan in West Virginia, that coal jobs will dramatically increase or decrease.
Many state Republican candidates are running on the economic boost they see from ending what they call the war on coal, but Bettner says coal production has barely moved so far. Dan Hyman reporting.
Meantime, Maryland Attorney General Brian Frosch thinks the Trump administration's plans to scale back restrictions on carbon emissions would be disastrous for the country, and he says his state will fight back.
The Environmental Protection Agency released details of its plan Tuesday to replace President Obama's signature climate change policy, the Clean Power Plan, which shifted the power sector away from coal and toward renewable energy to cut carbon emissions from power plants by about one-third by 2030. In a White House statement, President Donald Trump said they're ending the intrusive EPA regulations that kill jobs. But Frosch says the new plan would kill people instead.
Scientists have determined that at least 1,400 preventable deaths a year will be caused by this plan. And there's no science underneath it. They literally cooked the books so that they could allow the power plants to continue to cook the planet.
The long-anticipated proposal, called the Affordable Clean Energy or ACE rule, would give states authority to make their own plans for regulating emissions from coal plants. I'm Tramell Gomes.
EPA officials say they can't offer firm projections about the health effects, but their own models project thousands additional asthma attacks, hundreds more heart attacks, and five times the number of premature deaths compared to pollution levels in the Obama-era Clean Power Plan. People in Tacoma's Immigration Detention Center have joined the nationwide prison protests that started this week. More on the story from Eric Tiganoff.
People incarcerated in at least 17 states are holding peaceful protests, hunger strikes, and work stoppages through September 9th, the date of the Atticus prison uprising in New York in 1971 that left 43 people dead. Chief among strikers' demands is that people be paid the prevailing minimum wage in their state for work they do in prison. But because immigrants are detained at the Tacoma Center, Maru Mora Villalpando with Northwest Detention Center Resistance says the main demand there is reunification of families.
They mention the mothers that have been separated from their children at the border, but also recognizing that themselves and over 40,000 people across the nation right now that are detained have been separated from their loved ones too. So that's their top demand right now.
As of last week, more than 560 children in border crossings remained separated from their parents or guardians. Villalpando says at least 200 people have signaled they will strike. Nationwide, protesters released a list of demands. It includes increasing funding for rehabilitation services and an end to life without parole sentences.
And finally, Catherine Davis Young reports the Trump administration has proposed rolling back fuel efficiency standards for vehicles in the U.S., but a new report indicates that's not what consumers in Arizona and the rest of the country want.
The analysis by the Consumer Federation of America shows between 2011 and 2017, when SUVs, pickups, and crossovers increased gas mileage 15%, sales shot up 70%, and vehicles that didn't increase fuel efficiency as much saw lower sales increases. The pattern held true in Arizona, where SUVs, pickups, and crossovers make up a majority of new vehicle sales. Jack Gillis with the Consumer Federation of America says consumers clearly value fuel efficiency.
Buying a car that's fuel inefficient when gas prices are low can really throw your household finances into turmoil when those gas prices go back up. So consumers understand that.
Obama-era fuel efficiency standards would have required automakers to meet an average of more than 50 miles per gallon by 2025.
The Trump administration is taking public comment on the proposed fuel efficiency rollbacks through September. I'm Mike Clifford, and you've been newsin' and cruisin' with Public News Service. We are member listener supported, and we are online at publicnewsservice.org.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts showers and possibly a thunderstorm Wednesday. 60% chance of rain that could come down pretty hard sometimes. Wednesday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 53, and then it should be sunny Thursday. The high near 71 and a low around 54. Sunny again Friday with a high near 77 and a low around 58. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio. Here's today's congressional campaign update with news about Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, his Democratic opponent Antonio Delgado, the rest of the campaign for the New York's 19th Congressional District.
Conservation Voters Education Fund is reporting the major party candidates in the 19th Congressional District race will face off in a forum focused on environmental issues August 29th. First-term Congressman John Faso, a Republican from Kinderhook, and challenger Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, will participate in the event sponsored by the League, the Friends of the Upper Delaware River, the Coalition for the Delaware River Watershed, and the Delaware Highlands Conservancy. The forum will focus on efforts at the federal, local, and state levels to protect the Delaware River watershed. According to the League, the watershed provides drinking water to 15 million people and is responsible for 600,000 jobs and $22 billion in annual economic activity. The event will be held in the Western Hotel's Grand Ballroom in Calicoon, 6 p.m. Wednesday, August 29th.
Here's a song from Jeff Mercel, formerly played with Mercury Rev and resides in the Hudson Valley. His first solo album, Lunascapes Volume 1, that includes some local folks you've heard, Jonathan Talbot on violin and viola, Jane Scarpatani on cello and others. This song is called Number One. Here's a song from Jeff Mercel, formerly played with Mercury Rev and resides in the Hudson Valley. His first solo album, Lunascapes Volume 1, that includes some local folks you've heard, Jonathan Talbot on violin and viola, Jane Scarpatani on cello, and others. This song is called Number 4 from Jeff Mercel.
Thank you.
There are extra web streams. Besides the 24-hour broadcast of WGXC, there are extra web streams at WGXC.org for you to listen to, including Thursday, August 23rd, Bobby Previtt's Blueprints performance is at High Low in Catskill at 365 Main Street. WGXC webcasts all the shows at High Low in Catskill, including Bobby Previtt's Blueprints show this Thursday night, August 23rd. It should start around 8:30 p.m. Friday night, we have another live webcast from High Low in Catskill, an extra web stream of Jeff Mercell performing. He's got a new solo record out, and he also plays with Mercury Rev. Tune in to the live webcast by clicking on the Listen Now button, WGXC.org, or any WGXC webpage, and scroll down to the bottom to find the High Low webcast a little after 8 p.m., Friday, August 24th, with Jeff Mercell. There's another extra web stream Saturday, August 25th, from High Low in Catskill. Stephen Carl and Handsome Animals and Darlin' Darlin' perform. Click on Listen Now at any WGXC webpage to find the web stream. Scroll down and you'll find the live web stream from High Low in Catskill, Saturday, August 25th. Here's a song from Jeff Mercell, formerly played with Mercury Rev and resides in the Hudson Valley. His first solo album, Lunascapes Volume 1, that includes some local folks you've heard, Jonathan Talbot on violin and viola, Jane Scarpatani on cello and others. This song is called Number 6 for Larson B from Jeff Mercell. Thank you.
All right. All Together Now. Ready?
All Together Now is a new evening news show brought to you by WGXC in Greene and Columbia Counties and WOOC in Troy. The show is a unique, community-based collaboration between listeners and programmers, both on air and off. If you want to get involved, send us an email at info@wgxc.org. Tune in to All Together Now, WGXC's collaborative hour-long news.
Van Duren, all the way from Memphis, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Accra. Turn it up!
Fridays on WGXC are made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Jill Salerno of Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters like Jill are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Mid-Hudson Cable, serving Columbia, Greene, and Southern Albany counties with digital cable, high-speed internet, and cable phone services for homes and businesses since 1971. Mid-Hudson Cable, all the right connections on the web at mhcable.com.
There are so many events on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org, and you can add your own by pressing the Add an Event button right there on the page. If you do, folks like me will read your community event on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at wgxc.org, including some of these events.
Durham has a town board meeting Tuesday, August 21st at 7:30 p.m. Thursday, August 23rd, the Greenport Conservation Area has a tour with the Hudson Area Library's Sounds of Summer Summer Reading Program. Thursday night, Bobby Previtt's Blueprints is at High Low in Catskill. Hudson Valley composer Bobby Previtt leads a conceptual performance. Turn out to High Low or tune in the live web stream at 8:30 p.m. Usually things get started with Bobby Previtt's Blueprints at High Low. This week, Thursday, August 23rd. Catskill Farmers Market is back at the Jetsam's Landing in Catskill Friday, August 24th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. The Bang Group performs at PS21 in Chatham Friday, August 24th. The Andy Cooney Band is back at Gavin's Irish Country Inn in East Durham Friday, August 24th. Jeff Mercell, who plays with Mercury Rev, performs at High Low in Catskill Friday, August 24th at 8 p.m. Should be a live web stream of that event at wgxc.org. There's an exploring geology hike Saturday, August 25th at the Edmund Nile Hayek Preserve in Rensselaerville. Study the rocks in the Rensselaerville record for a time before dinosaurs with Dr. Charles Ver Stratton of the New York State Museum. It's a semi-rugged walk, so bring some sturdy footwear on your feet. At the Hayek Preserve Visitor Centers, meet there at 10 a.m. Saturday, August 25th. Artist Walk with Sarah Butler, Saturday, August 25th at noon at the Omai International Arts Center in Ghent. There's a natural dye study at Drop Forge and Tool Saturday, August 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. with Ali Smith leading the open level workshop. Art Omai's music concert is at the Field Sculpture Park at Omai from 5 to 7 p.m. Saturday, August 25th. The Bang Group is back at PS21 in Chatham Saturday, August 25th at 8 p.m. The Perspectives Ensemble performs at 8 p.m. Saturday, August 25th at the Doctoro Center for the Arts in Hunter. Glenn Tilbrook, the Squeeze singer, is at the Colony Cafe in Woodstock Saturday, August 25th at 8 p.m. Stephen Carl and Handsome Animals and Darlin' Darlin' perform at Hilo and Catskill Saturday, August 25th at 8 p.m. Tarbox Ramblers are at Club Helsinki in Hudson Sunday, August 26th. There's Children's Films at Basilica Hudson Sunday, August 26th. Fishbone performs in Woodstock at the Colony Cafe Sunday, August 26th. These events and more are on your creative community calendar online at wgxc.org. Click there to find out more information and put your own event up on the calendar. Click on Add an Event at the top of the page and copy and paste the information about your event. Soon, folks like me will read it on the radio. Folks around the world will see it online at wgxc.org. Here's a song from Jeff Mercel, formerly played with Mercury Rev and resides in the Hudson Valley. His first solo album, Lunascapes Volume 1, and includes some local folks you've heard, Jonathan Talbot on violin and viola, Jane Scarpatani on cello, and others. This song is called Number 26 from Jeff Mercel. Thank you.
On the August 16th broadcast of Poet Radio, host Chris Funkhauser spoke with artist and poet Dawn Breeze.
Good afternoon, comrades. You are in tune to WGXC 90.7 FM. And this is a Poet Radio show, version August 2018. And this afternoon, we are privileged to have a local poet and artist in the studio, Dawn Breeze, who has just published a new book called Breath 40 Times. Now, Dawn Breeze is a wearer of many artistic hats. She's a visual artist, and she runs an art space in Germantown. She'll talk about all these things in a little while. She did a magnificent interactive geolocative work at Olana. But here on the program today to celebrate the publication of this book of poems. And yeah, so Dawn, welcome.
Thanks, Chris. I'm super excited to be here.
Well, we're super excited to see this book. And I don't know if you want to say anything about it before jumping into a reading of some poems, or, I mean, how will you introduce the book? Tell us about how it came to be.
Sure. So the book came to be because I started writing pretty, I would say vaguely, in the sense that without direction, about 2 years ago, and started compiling lots and lots of writing, and the writing was, some of it would be considered poetry and some of it would probably be leaning more towards a prose narrative or the personal essay. And after compiling a bunch and starting to look at it and looking at the threads and the connections, it started to take the form of a book. And then in that first iteration, I would say this book was buried within that in small fragments. And I decided to pull them out, thinking about a submission possibly, and ended up creating this little book here. And then, to be really honest, this is the first book of writing that I've compiled. And I was thinking about, since I come from more of a background as an artist initially, we operate in somewhat different ways as far as sharing our work. And it occurred to me that no one could see the work I had been doing for a couple of years or knew about it, and no one really knew that I was writing at all in general and had heard my voice at all. And that submissions, it was normal to submit something. I learned for a 7-month waiting period, and in that time you might not be able to share it with anyone else, even in submissions, and then you might find out that you didn't get it, and then, you know, I guess you'd submit again. And that actually bummed me out, and I felt that I had something to share, and I guess went a little in the more rogue direction and sort of thinking about artists and Lucy Lippert and her Pension for the Artist books and being able to self-publish and share work. So that's how the book came about. And I was lucky enough to have met the designer the year before, Calvin Rocio, and I sent him the copy and the photographs. I sent him basically this book and I said, can you help me? What do you think about this? And he was very eager and excited to work on it with me. So that was really what allowed it to happen. And then he, as a designer with words, was really able to help me give it its form and help me bring it into being. And so here's this little book. And yeah, it's really delightful to, I have to say, to hold it in my hands and to be able to share it. So,
well, the book does have a prominent visual identity to it, not only the graphics on the cover, but there are photographs in it, there are shaped poems, so that's good. And, you know, this program has no problem with the DIY poetry approach at all. And, you know, I think if you look back through history, there are plenty of good books that were published not from some major publisher, even small publisher. And maybe at some point years ago there could be some stigma toward Vanity Press or whatever you want to call it, but I think that's totally ludicrous personally, right? Especially if we have these services that allow us to, we have the technology in our hands. Why do you need to wait 7 months to publish your book and possibly not publish your book? That's silly. So that shows a type of passion, I would.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that Stephanie Miner, former mayor of Syracuse, submitted petitions August 21st to the State Board of Elections to run for governor on the Serve America movement line. Miner is the former co-chair of the State Democratic Party. Her petition included 40,770 signatures, more than twice the 15,000 required. Miner is running on a ticket with Republican Michael Volpe, a former mayor of Westchester County. Miner said in a statement, and I quote, "New Yorkers showed they want a choice in this important election," end quote. Miner will be running against Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro and the winner of the Andrew Cuomo-Cynthia Nixon Democratic primary September 13th. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew Cuomo, August 15th, announced Colson Whitehead as the state's 12th state author and Alicia Ostreicher as New York's 11th state poet. Whitehead, novelist, journalist, memoirist, and nonfiction writer, will receive the New York State Edith Wharton Citation of Merit for Fiction Writers, and poet Ostreicher will receive the New York State Walt Whitman Citation of Merit for Poets. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "New York has been long the epicenter for art and culture, and this award celebrates some of the state's most talented and influential writers in their respective fields. I'm proud to name renowned writer Colson Whitehead and acclaimed poet Alicia Ostreicher for the prestigious positions of state author and state poet, recognizing their collective body of work and the impact it has had on the people of New York and beyond," end quote. There will be an official inauguration ceremony for Whitehead and Ostreicher at 7:30 p.m. Friday, September 28th, in the Campus Center on the University of Albany Uptown Campus, 1400 Washington Avenue. Bethany Bump reports for the Albany Times-Union that on August 20th, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill banning smoking in facilities that provide child care. In 90 days, there will no longer be smoking at state-run facilities and private facilities licensed or registered to provide child care services, even when children are not present. Cuomo said, and I quote, "The dangers of secondhand smoke are indisputable, and we must do everything in our power to protect children from this public health hazard and the lifelong misery that comes with it. This measure will bring us one step closer to a strong, healthier New York for all," end quote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. Andrew H. Reuter at the Albany Business Review reports that the Albany Airport has added another carrier, Allegiant. The Las Vegas-based airline begins service to and from Albany to Fort Myers, Orlando, and St. Petersburg, Florida, three times a week. The Albany Airport has added nonstop flights to Las Vegas, Myrtle Beach, Denver, and Orlando in the past year through other carriers. Last week, New York State announced a new ramp from I-87 will be built for the airport, with 1,000 new parking spaces also added. The flyover exit ramp will bypass the intersection of Wolf and Albany Shaker Roads directly to the airport. Read the full story in the Albany Business Review. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.
A City of Troy Department of Public Works employee will apologize to the Christchurch United Methodist congregation after footage from a security camera appears to show him ripping down some 2,300 colorful ribbons tied to the iron fence around the church on State Street, the Times Union reported. The colorful strips of fabric were tied to the fence to symbolize children separated from their parents under the government's zero-tolerance immigration policies.
After an 8-year battle, a state appellate court has affirmed a judgment that orders Rensselaer County to pay a former female jail sergeant approximately $2.6 million for lost wages and suffering after she was forced to quit her job as a result of severe sexual harassment by a group of male officers known as the Boys Club, the Times Union reported. The officers implicated in the misconduct no longer work for the department.
President Donald Trump's longtime personal lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, has pleaded guilty to 8 criminal counts, including campaign finance violations connected to hush money payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels and former Playboy model Karen McDougal. The investigation was led by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. Cohen could face 46 to 63 months in prison for his crimes. High-ranking state park officials knew that the cliffs at John Boyd's Thatcher State Park were dangerous nearly 2 months before falling rocks struck and seriously injured a hiker there last summer, the Times Union reported. A federal jury in Alexandria, Virginia, has found former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort guilty on 8 counts of financial crimes, including 5 tax fraud charges. The jury could not reach a verdict on 10 other counts for which a mistrial was declared. The news came at nearly the exact same time that Michael Cohen pleaded guilty in a separate case in Manhattan.
Here's today's congressional campaign update with news about Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, his Democratic opponent Antonio Delgado, the rest of the campaign for the New York's 19th congressional district. This week, one election forecaster moved the 19th congressional district election between Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, and Rhinebeck-based Democrat Antonio Delgado from Tilts Republican to toss-up, and another gave Delgado a slightly better chance to win November 6th. Inside Elections updated 32 contests this fall, mostly towards the Democrats, and now lists the Faso-Delgado election as a toss-up. The 538.com website released their U.S. House election forecast August 17th, and that lists Delgado with a 51.6% chance of winning, Faso with a 48.4% chance of winning another term. 538.com prediction currently forecasts Delgado with 48.2% of the vote, and Faso with 47.9% of the November vote. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC. National Weather Service in Albany predicts showers and possibly a thunderstorm Wednesday. 60% chance of rain that could come down pretty hard sometimes. Wednesday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 53, and then it should be sunny Thursday. The high near 71 and a low around 54. Sunny again Friday with a high near 77 and a low around 58. I'm Tom Rowe for WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported Creative Community Radio.
Oh, honey, I'm so glad you brought me up to Hudson, New York, so we could gamble about with the finches and the sparrow families.
Yeah, honey, I love coming up here on the weekends. You know, Sunday, September 16th, over there at Basilica Hudson, they're having one of them record fairs.
Oh, I can finally get my Pete Townsend cassette.
Yeah, I'm going to get my Bette Midler bootlegs, probably, Sunday, September 16th at that Basilica Hudson.
Oh, is that that place with all the lovely people and sculptures and Greenway?
Yeah, they got a Greenway down there. I like to sit on it and stare at the frogs gathering around my feet.
Oh, September 16th at Basilica Hudson, the WGXC Record Fair.
Coming up on the WGXC 90.7 FM community program schedule for Wednesday, August 22nd, Tom Rowe starts the day in ACRA with the WGXC Morning Show. He'll be talking with Marlene Martin, the new executive director of the Greene County Council on the Arts. And in the afternoon at 2 o'clock on Something to Talk About, Holly Tanner and Justin Weaver will be joined by local musicians Sean Delaney and Vinny Velez of Metaverse, along with their newest band members Zachary Nair, Shane Van D, and Josh Weisner. They'll also be talking with local makeup artist Lisa Wood about her craft. That's from 2 to 3 o'clock. And in the evening after the news hour, Everything All the Time with Rob Van Erve from 7 to 9:30.
Tune in Experimental Sounds After Midnight with Transmission Art. The Muddy Boots show is on from 1 to 3 a.m. with radio news at 5 a.m. overnight on Waveform Standing Wave Radio and WGXC.
Next, it's time for the Hudson Valley Song of the Day, a performance from a musician visiting the Capital Region or Hudson Valley, or who regularly plays around these parts.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. David Lombardo reports in Capital Confidential that Stephanie Miner, former mayor of Syracuse, submitted petitions August 21st to the State Board of Elections to run for governor on the Serve America Movement line. Miner is the former co-chair of the State Democratic Party. Her petition included 40,770 signatures, more than twice the 15,000 required. Miner is running on a ticket with Republican Michael Volpe, a former mayor of Westchester County. Miner said in a statement, and I quote, "New Yorkers showed they want a choice in this important election," end quote. Miner will be running against Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro and the winner of the Andrew Cuomo-Cynthia Nixon Democratic primary September 13th. Read the full story at Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew Cuomo, August 15th, announced Colson Whitehead as the state's 12th state author and Alicia Ostreicher as New York's 11th state poet. Whitehead, novelist, journalist, memoirist, and nonfiction writer, will receive the New York State Edith Wharton Citation of Merit for Fiction Writers, and poet Ostreicher will receive the New York State Walt Whitman Citation of Merit for Poets. Cuomo said in a statement, and I quote, "New York has been long the epicenter for art and culture, and this award celebrates some of the state's most talented and influential writers in their respective fields. I'm proud to name renowned writer Colson Whitehead and acclaimed poet Alicia Ostreicher for the prestigious positions of state author and state poet, recognizing their collective body of work and the impact it has had on the people of New York and beyond," end quote. There will be an official inauguration ceremony for Whitehead and Ostreicher at 7:30 p.m. Friday, September 28th, in the Campus Center on the University of Albany Uptown Campus, 1400 Washington Avenue. Bethany Bump reports for the Albany Times-Union that on August 20th, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a bill banning smoking.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. If we wish to make it softer, we will tune it to a whisper. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can roll the image, make it flutter. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. We repeat, there is nothing wrong with your television set. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
Is Echo. You are listening to WJFC Acra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
I'm a roadrunner, honey. Beep, beep.